This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Things were unsettled in a certain part of this economy today. The political part is what I'm talking about, with the tide turning toward impeachment. And one imagines the already high level of economic uncertainty only increasing in the months to come. But there are some in this economy who are completely certain that this is a good time to sell. Corporate insiders, which is to say board members and C-suite executives, are selling shares of their own companies at the fastest rate since 2000, back in the dot-com bubble days. That's according to some analysis first reported by the Financial Times, and we ought to say. And you're probably thinking right now, well, what do those people sell and know that the rest of us don't? Good question. Marketplace's Justin Ho went in search of the answer.
Investors like it when corporate insiders own stock in the companies they run, says Karen Kavanaugh at Voya Investment Management.
They want to make sure that the company executives have some skin in the game.
There are plenty of reasons executives might sell some of their stock. It could be to buy a car, to pay their kids' college tuition. Hillary Kramer of Kramer Capital Research says they could also be doing some estate planning.
You know, passing money on to their children, making sure that they're diversified in terms of planning. It's just a fancy way to say, how are you going to leave money to the next generation?
But when a lot of executives start selling at the same time, like they are now, Kramer says markets start paying attention because
it may very well be just a reflection of what executives believe the actual overall economy will do, and that a downturn may happen in the very near future.
Corporate insiders might also be thinking about the political future. NYU finance professor David Yermak says they may be selling because taxes on capital gains could increase after 2020.
And so selling shares of stock will be much more expensive if the Democrats win the presidential election, reverse some of the Trump tax cuts, and maybe put in some new taxes on the very wealthy.
Yermak says after Obama won the 2012 election, companies paid out more in dividends before the Bush tax cuts expired the following year. And insider selling picked up back then as well. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.